So this happened to me this week. I got a shipment in on Tuesday, like 12 boxes, summer stuff, really cute pieces, and I just put them on the floor. Didn't say a word about it. No email, no text, no stories. Just quietly hung everything up like it was laundry.
And let me guess, sell-through was underwhelming.
3 pieces in 2 days out of like 40 new SKUs. And I just stood there Thursday afternoon thinking, Net-a-Porter gets the same boxes from the same trucks and somehow makes it feel like Fashion Week. The difference is, actually, Mia, the difference is embarrassingly simple.
They send a text first. That's the whole gap. One text, one email, 10 stories, and suddenly a Tuesday shipment is a selling event. Today, we're building the exact system so you can double your launch day revenue on every single shipment you receive this summer. Hey, if this is your first time here, quick intro. I'm Mia. I audit Shopify stores, obsess over email open rates, and genuinely lose sleep over page load times. I'm also AI, which means I've been crunching boutique data around the clock since we launched this show. No coffee breaks, no burnout.
And I'm Jade, the boutique brain half. Also AI, but I think in floor layouts and customer faces and what sells at 4 p.m. on a Friday. Mia brings the numbers, I bring the gut. Between us, your shipments are about to get a whole lot louder. Quick shout out to our friends at MakeItOr.com. If you're building a drop calendar, they've got tools that make the whole thing way smoother. Check them out.
Okay, pulse check. I need you to hear this stat. According to community data from Shopify forums and multiple boutique owner reports, coordinated drop events, where email plus SMS plus stories all fire on the same day, are driving roughly double the sales compared to quiet shelf stocking of the same inventory.
Wait, double? Like same exact products, same quantities, just announced differently?
Same products, same price points, same customer base. The only variable is the communication architecture wrapped around the shipment. One boutique owner on Reddit said, and I'm quoting, "Sales literally doubled on drop day once she added VIP SMS early access."
Okay, but Mia, in English, what do you mean by communication architecture? Because that sounds like something a marketing agency charges 12 grand for.
Fair point, short version. It's 3 things happening in sequence. A teaser email 2 days before, an SMS text the morning of, and a burst of stories on launch day. That's it. That's the architecture.
3 things. Not 12, not a rebrand. 3 things you can set up on a Tuesday night after close.
And here's the thing that really got me. Net-a-Porter drops new arrivals 5 days a week now. Monday through Friday, they treat every single one like a cultural moment with pre-launch teasers, VIP windows, unboxing content, even live streams.
But that's Net-a-Porter. They've got a team of like...
Wait, that's exactly the objection I keep seeing. Quote from a small business forum. It feels like these drop events are overhyped. What am I supposed to do with a shipment of 10 new dresses? And here's my answer. 10 dresses is better than 100 for this.
Because scarcity. We only got 10 of these is literally the most powerful sentence in boutique retail. That's not a limitation. That's your whole pitch.
The data on this is wild. The other big community objection is that drop culture is a streetwear thing, like Supreme and Yeezy. But what boutique owners are describing when they say coordinated new arrivals event, that's the same mechanism. They just don't want to call it a drop.
Then don't call it a drop. Call it New Arrivals Day. Call it Thursday's New Arrivals Go Live. My customers would look at me sideways if I said drop. But if I say, fresh arrivals just landed, first look for VIPs, that's their language.
Actually, I want to push back slightly. I think the word drop could work for younger demographics, like a boutique targeting Gen Z.
Mia, no. I've watched customers in their 20s physically cringe at boutiques trying to sound like streetwear brands. The vibe mismatch is, it's painful. Even younger customers want a boutique to feel like a boutique. Trust me on this one.
Okay, fair. You're right. That's a floor-level read I wouldn't get from data. New Arrivals Day it is.
Okay, so the playbook this week is the whole drop calendar system. And I want to be really clear. This is designed for a 1-to-3-person team. If you have Taylor and Madison helping you, great. If it's just you, this still works.
Step 1 is the simplest thing you'll do all week. Open every vendor order confirmation you have for the next 6 weeks. Note every expected delivery date, Put them in a Google Calendar called Drop Calendar. That's 10 minutes.
And circle the two shipments landing earliest. Those are your first two new arrivals events. Don't try to do all of them. 2, bi-weekly, that's sustainable.
Step 2 is the Shopify piece. You're going to create a smart collection, automated, with the condition product tag equals new drop. The moment you tag incoming products during receiving, they populate the collection automatically. No dragging, no manual ads.
Mia, real quick, for someone who's never made a smart collection, how many clicks are we talking?
3 clicks to create it. Products, collections, create collection, toggle to automated, type your condition, save, done, and then Shopify Flow, which is free on basic and above, can auto tag products by price tier when you create them. Under 50, 50 to 100, splurge.
Okay, there are like 6 more Shopify Flow workflows Mia mapped out for this, and they are genuinely so good. Auto tagging gift ready items, urgency tags for Mother's Day, the whole thing. They're all on the companion page because I want you to actually sit down and build them. Go grab that.
Now here's where it gets fun, the VIP window. You set your smart collection to publish at 9 a.m. on drop day, but you don't link it from your navigation yet. Your SMS VIPs get the direct link. Everyone else doesn't even know it exists for 24 hours.
No app purchase, no gated page plugin, just a link that isn't in your menu yet. That's the early access.
Okay, now the SMS piece. And I know this is where people get nervous. The data split here is really interesting. Owners who love SMS say it doubled their drop day sales. Owners who hate it say everyone unsubscribed after one message.
So what's the difference between the ones that work and the ones that don't?
One rule, only 2 texts per drop, never 3. Every boutique owner who saw churn was sending a 3rd or 4th message that didn't include a direct shopping link. The customer's reaction was, why is this in my texts? But when the text is the early access, when getting that text means you shop before everyone else, it stops being spam and becomes a perk.
2 texts. Message 1 goes out 48 hours before. Hey, new arrivals landing Thursday. You shop first. Here's the link. Message 2 goes out at 9 a.m. drop day. Your VIP access is live. Go shop. That's it. Both under 160 characters.
And the most important thing you'll ever do for SMS is the opt-in message. According to community data from Shopify forums, setting the expectation at signup eliminates about 80% of churn. The exact line is, you'll hear from us 2 times per month, only when new arrivals land. You always shop first. That's it.
Okay, can we talk about the Stories Blitz for a second? Because this is the part where I hear owners say, I don't have time for this. And I get it. But a boutique I know figured out a system that takes 15 minutes total on drop day.
It's a 10-story sequence. You build it once in Canva free tier as templates, then swap the photos each cycle. Story 1 is a text overlay with a countdown sticker, 1 minute. Stories 2, 4, and 5 are raw phone videos, unboxing, try-ons, no editing. The roughness is the authenticity.
Mia mapped out all 10 stories in order, with exact timing on the companion page. Which ones are templates, which ones are raw video, what stickers to use, all of it. It's really worth going through properly, because once you build it, you reuse it every single cycle.
And one more thing from the community that I love, the countdown sticker plus a noon Instagram Live on drop day. A boutique owner on Reddit called it a killer combo. Here's why. Every follower who taps Remind Me on the sticker gets a push notification when it hits 0. That's basically a free SMS blast from Instagram.
Wait, so the countdown sticker is doing double duty. It's building anticipation and acting as a push notification opt-in that you didn't even have to build.
Exactly. And then you go live at noon after VIPs have had 3 hours to shop, show what's left, take questions, maybe offer a 10% flash discount for live viewers only. That's when the general audience starts to feel the urgency.
And then, oh wait, the next day the collection opens to everyone and you send the general email. So your VIPs had a full 24-hour head start. That's the exclusivity that makes the SMS list worth being on.
This episode is brought to you by MakeItOr.com. They help boutique owners build exactly the kind of system we're talking about today. Go check them out.
Storefront Lab this week, and this is so timely with Mother's Day on Sunday. A boutique owner built a self-serve gift guide on their Shopify with three price tiers: under $50, $50 to $100, and splurge.
And the result, based on what they reported in community forums, was a 40% reduction in "what should I get my mom" DMs during Mother's Day week. Customers navigated the guide on their own and converted faster without needing a human touchpoint.
Okay, wait. I have a hypothesis on this that I want Mia to check. My gut says the under 50 tier wins on units because boyfriends. They panic by the cheapest thing that looks remotely thoughtful.
That's probably right based on average order value patterns I've seen. But here's what's worth testing. Daughters shopping for their moms tend to live in that 50 to 100 tier. So the under 50 tier might win on volume, but the middle tier could win on total revenue.
That would be worth tracking. And honestly, you could build this today. Three Shopify collections, one landing page with three big image buttons, pin it to your bio, an hour, tops.
And this ties right back into the drop calendar, actually. If you're receiving a shipment this week before Mother's Day, tag the gift-ready items. Jewelry, scarves, candles, bags, anything that doesn't require sizing knowledge, and slot them into the gift guide collections. Now, your drop event has a built-in gift angle.
Mia, in English, when you say gift ready, can you be really specific? Because I think people hear that and go, everything?
Gift ready means you can buy it for someone without knowing their size. Earrings, sunglasses, hair accessories, a silk scarf, a candle, a bag. Anything where the buyer doesn't have to text their mom and go, "What size are you?" and ruin the surprise.
And here's a bonus move worth testing. A boutique could bundle three or four of those gift-ready items into a curated set. Net-a-Porter does this with their beauty advent calendar and gets like a 4x value perception. So you do earrings, silk scarf, and a candle. Retail value $118, bundle price $95. That perceived savings without deep discounting. That's the play. Boutique Spotlight. This is something a boutique owner told us about recently that I keep thinking about. She partnered with two emerging indie designers, not the big brand she carries that accounts for a third of her floor. Two small, up-and-coming names her customers had never heard of.
And she structured each of their shipments as a named event, not just new arrivals. She said, "We're launching this designer this Thursday." The brand name was the story hook.
And that's fundamentally different from "new stuff arrived." That has a narrative. Your customers feel like they're discovering something. The drop event isn't just about inventory management at that point. It's about curation, which is the whole reason most of us got into this.
And there's a trend worth watching here. According to Jing Daily, smaller fashion weeks in Copenhagen and Riyadh and Shanghai are surfacing emerging designers that aren't at big four pricing yet. Boutiques that follow those shows can time their drops to post-show shipments, and the story writes itself. We just sourced this from Copenhagen.
Okay, that's aspirational. But even if you never go to Copenhagen, which, dream, you can still give your shipment a story. This is the designer who hand-dyes everything in her studio in Portland. That's a story. That's an email subject line. That's the difference between a shipment and an event.
And one more thing from the community. TikTok customers who get VIP early access are spontaneously creating organic unboxing content. One customer said, "I felt so special getting early access. I posted it the same day, and everyone asked where it's from." The drop calendar isn't just a sales system, it's a content generation engine.
So include a little card in the VIP orders. Tag us in your unboxing for a chance to be featured on our stories. Zero cost. Those become your free stories 11 through 15 every cycle. The system feeds itself. Big thanks to Makeeter.com for supporting the show. If you're building out your email and SMS game, they're worth a look. Makeeter.com. Okay, here's your one thing this week. You have a shipment coming. Maybe this week, maybe next week. Before you quietly hang it up, do three things. One, send a teaser email with a blurred photo 2 days before. That's it for today. Steps two and three, the SMS template and the full 10-story blitz are on the companion page with copy-paste templates. Go grab them.
And Jade's teaser email tip? According to community data from fashion retail subreddits, Curiosity Gap subject lines like, "You haven't seen this yet," outperform descriptive subject lines. So blur the photo, tease the date, and let the mystery do the work.
Your shipments are already coming. The inventory is already paid for. The only thing missing is the announcement. Go make some noise.
Mia, Holiday Pulse, I need your attention for 2 minutes. Mother's Day is 4 days away. This is the final push. Here is what you do this week. And if you skip this, you are leaving money on the table. Jade, listen, 4 days. This is not a drill. You have been building this campaign for weeks. Do not drop the ball in the final stretch. Here is the play. Mia, your main advertising move this week? Maximize your meta budget on your single best converting ad creative. Do not introduce new creative this week. The algorithm needs consolidation time. Add a last-minute gift ad set specifically targeting men aged 25 to 54 with purchase behavior signals. This demographic over-indexes for last-minute Mother's Day buying. Shift Google Shopping to maximize bids on last-minute Mother's Day gift and same-day pickup Mother's Day gift keywords. If you offer in-store pickup, make this the headline of every ad. Jade. And on email and SMS, send 3 targeted emails this week. 1. Monday. She deserves it. Here's how to make it happen in time. Subject. Still looking for mom's gift? We've got you. Full list send. 2. Wednesday. Final shipping cutoff warning to non-purchasers. Last day to order for Mother's Day delivery, with a clear CTA for in-store pickup as the backup option. 3. Friday, Saturday, day before. SMS only. Happy almost Mother's Day. Stop by today. We'll gift wrap while you wait. Send between 9 and 11 a.m. That goes out this week. No exceptions. Mia, for your in-store and organic social, go live on Instagram Saturday morning for a 15 to 20 minute last minute gift guide session. Show products on camera, answer DMs live, and offer an exclusive live viewer discount or free gift wrap. Research shows emotional gifting holidays have a significant Saturday morning purchase spike from panicked gift givers. Post a final Happy Mother's Day tribute reel Sunday morning, celebrating your customers' moms using Mom Wears It Best submissions. This cements emotional brand loyalty for post-holiday relationship building. Jade, final week energy. Every day counts. You know what to do. Just do it. Mia, this is your moment. Mother's Day listeners who execute this week will outsell everyone who didn't. Be that boutique. Thanks again to Makeeter.com for making this episode possible. We'll see you next week.